Jaina's astonishment quivered through the force, and she took her eyes off the fiery whorls ahead long enough to look over in open shock.
You mean by going after the Sith Avaloth?
Sort of, Luke said. I mean by going after Ben and Vistara.
It's all part of the same problem.
Jaina's reply came a little too quickly. She was arguing for what she wanted to believe, not for what she knew to be true.
To recover Ben and capture Vistara, we have to take out Avaloth. Take out Avaloth and we recover Ben and capture Vistara.
That's one way of looking at it, Luke said. But I went back and checked the archives for anything on the Mortis monolith.
And?
I found confirmation in a report from Obi-Wan, Luke said. It was just as Yoda told me. Obi-Wan seemed to think that he and Anakin had been drawn to Mortis because the father was dying and wanted Anakin Skywalker to take his place as the Keeper of the Balance. Jaina's jaw dropped.
Chosen one indeed, she said. What happened?
Obviously, Anakin didn't accept, Luke said. The son ended up murdering the daughter with a special force-imbued dagger, and the father tricked the son by sacrificing himself with the same dagger so that Anakin could kill the son.
Jaina nodded. I see what you're thinking. It was your father's refusal that resulted in the death of the ones. So maybe it's your son's destiny to become the new Keeper of the Balance?
Close, Luke said. I'm wondering if it's Ben's destiny to take the daughter's place and become the embodiment of the light side.
And Vistara's to become the embodiment of the dark side?
After the way she played us, you have to admit she fits that role, Luke said. And since the two of them are in love...
You think it has the will of the Force written all over it?
Jaina said.
The two lovers, opposites bound together.
Something like that, Luke admitted. And you know, it's not just the archives. I have other reasons for thinking this might be the will of the Force. All the Masters do.
Jaina sighed.
The dream, she said. Ben and Vistara fighting for the balance in the courtyard of the Font of Power.
That would be the reason, Luke said. If I had been the only one to see it, maybe it could be dismissed as a dream. But when all of the Masters had the same dream...
Okay, that's hard to ignore,
Jaina agreed.
But the will of the Force? It's pretty arrogant to claim the Force is telling you what it wants. That's the kind of thinking that led Jason to do what he did.
As Jaina spoke, the fire-rimmed orbs of the two black holes ahead began to swell and rapidly drift apart. The two Masters were approaching the point of no return. And Luke still didn't know whether going after Ben was the right thing. Perhaps Luke was being just as selfish as his own father had been when he refused to become the Keeper of the Balance. Perhaps all that had followed, his own birth and Leia's, then Ben's birth and Mara's death, and Ben's short journey into darkness, had been destiny. Maybe it was simply a way for a new trio to restore balance to the Force.